What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You didn't ask a lot of Josh yesterday. The running game really got going early. Was that the game plan going in? Was that just kind of how things developed? What's your perspective on that?
Yeah, I think, you're looking at, you go into every game sometimes with an idea how you think the game's going to go or what it's going to take to win. And, you know, I believe that we have an offense that, we're able to win in different ways. And sometimes getting a feel of how the game's going, you know, might dictate, you know, potentially changes or sticking to something or, and we have that ability to make the adjustments. And, I felt yesterday the way that the game was going that, you know, I felt, you know, controlling the football and being able to run the ball was giving us, opportunity. And that was nothing against Josh or anything like that. We obviously had some opportunities in the past game and, you know, we got behind the chains a little bit in the second half that made life a lot harder for us. But specifically in the first half, I felt like, you know, controlling the line of scrimmage was in our favor yesterday.
You get down close there at the end. You come away with a field goal. You're unable to punch it in. Can you reflect on that sequence? What disallowed you from punching it in the end zone?
Yes, you know. So obviously, you get the, you know, get a good run on the, you get a good run on second down. Get down to the 2-yard line, and you know, then you're sitting there saying, okay, you're hoping you got 2 downs, and you're expecting to have 2 downs right there. To, you're expecting you're going to gain yards one way or the other, and. You know, hindsight's always, you can always go back and say, hey, what are better play calls that we can get to? And the one that we ran there was, you know, similar to the touchdown earlier in the game. And, and us just, and the guy that, you know, we thought would be covering Mac, you know, some in that situation didn't cover him and, you know, was an unblocked player. And, you know, so there's always hindsight. I love to be able to, you know, at least get a yard with the mindset of, hey, then we can, you know, get the ball inside the one and, you know, go finish the game on our terms. And so, yeah, that was definitely one after the game that, you know, sometimes you can't always judge the quality of a decision by the result, but, you know, you want to get to that situation. So we're not sitting there, just watching, you know, them on the field. And so, wish I can get that one back for sure.
Walking around the field before the game yesterday, shorts and a t-shirt, that's something you'll do again, or that just a one-time thing you think?
You guys should know by now, I'm pretty consistent. I don't like to think about what I'm going to wear I like to spend as least amount of time as possible with that. So I'll have a black t-shirt on and black shorts, probably again this week as I am right now.
The black t-shirt and shorts, that looks very cool. I'm surprised you're able to pull that off all these weeks in a row. What is the thinking behind that?
I have no clue. It's, I don't really think about the weather. I'm also in the box the whole game. So if I'm outside, I'm only outside for a few minutes. So it's never an issue for me. It's different when I'm on the side, when you're on the sidelines or you're sitting outside the whole day. For me, it feels a little good for whatever those 15 minutes are.
You talked about wanting to reconnect or maybe connect more with players in this offensive coordinator stint for you. When you, last 2 weeks, you guys have put season-high rush totals on 2 really good run defenses. When you can pound it the way you can, how fun, how satisfying is it to walk in that offensive line room, to walk in that offensive room, knowing that you as an offense are dictating physically over and over and over, especially this part of the season?
Yeah, no, it's playoff football, right? And it's cold outside, you know, the weather in the field sometimes aren't on just great terms with the footing, and you need to be able to, you know, be a physical football team and be able to establish the line of scrimmage. And, I'm fortunate for the offensive line that we have that, you know, the trust that I have in them and our backs understanding And, you know, it always points to the offensive line, but, you know, the wide receivers and the tight ends that we have in the run game that are doing all this self unselfish work. And, you know, it's critical. And look, locker room, halftime, I go down and, you know, hey guys, what do you want right now? Like, how are you guys feeling? How are you approaching it? And, you know, them being honest with me. And again, whether it works or not, you know, it's the confidence and the trust in them that, you know, they're out there doing it and they're feeling it and they're understanding how the blocks are approaching it. And, you know, that communication, that trust in them, like we've gotten to this point because of our guys, because of our players and the trust that we have in them, and that can't change.
I know it's not the priority for you right this second, but what was your takeaway from your first experience kind of being deep in the head coach interview merry-go-round the end of last week?
Well, whether it's fortunate or unfortunate, I, you know, this is the third go around for me. You know, I was, you know, I was getting in Carolina a little bit, and yeah, you know, it's, you know what you're walking into this time, right? So there's not really any preparing or spending any other thought around. And I know it sounds like a, hey, that's impossible, but, it's really easy to just kind of walk in with no expectations, with no preparation, and just be yourself. And, the rest takes care of itself. And I wasn't going to allow myself to take anything away from the game planning. So, like I said last week, my wife and my son might have saw me a little less, but nothing was different from a work perspective.
Kind of a big picture question, and knowing that you're relatively young at 35, when it comes to quarterbacks in your time, and how have you seen that position develop? We're seeing four mobile quarterbacks in this final four. You've been familiar with Drew Brees, who wasn't really considered a mobile guy, but how have you seen that progression happen?
Yeah. You know, I think anytime you have the ability to use your legs, you know, that is an added element that makes life a lot harder for defenses, you know, so some of that athleticism that, you know, wasn't maybe necessarily, you know, the top quarterbacks, you know, from the past that are now you see in, you know, all these guys that are able to use their legs and it makes defenses a little harder to defend. I say that, but, you know, you look at, you know, the Drew Brees, the Tom Brady, the Peyton Manning, like they might not have been the most athletic, but they're athleticism in the pocket and their footwork in the pocket and their feet was everything. And so to me, that's the biggest thing is seeing, you know, the athleticism, but seeing, you know, these quarterbacks, their comfort level in the pocket and not just being a, hey, if it's not there, I'm running, but the comfort level being able to work through progressions. You know, I think the game of football is in such a good spot with the quarterbacks that we have. You know, it was evident yesterday looking at those two quarterbacks that we have. You know, I was obviously, we were all selfish to watch, you know, the Tom Brady's, the Peyton Manning's, the Drew Brees, all those guys for so many years, and Aaron Rodgers still going. But, you know, football's going to be good for the next 20. And it's from a fan of football, you know, it's we're in good shape.
I love the fact that you said as a fan of football, we're in good shape, because remove yourself from being the Bills offensive coordinator and how much as a fan you would want to see, you know, and they're not playing against each other, but Josh versus Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, just similar to last week, right? You know, when the games, when the best quarterbacks are playing in the biggest games, it's always fun, right? You want to be tuned in and see the best against the best. And yeah, you know, the quarterbacks aren't, you know, necessarily, you know, on the field together going at it, but your teams are. And, you know, but when you're at this point, right, it's the best teams going against the best teams. And, it's not just about the one player, and you know, for us to get to where we need to get to, it's not all about Josh, and it hasn't been all year. And you know, he's obviously our best player; he's our most valuable player. But you know, it's our whole football team that's gotten us to this point.
I want to ask about Amari Cooper? Talk to him a little bit to Sean about him. And you know, I know fans see the snap count yesterday, and you know, expectations versus matchups, all those kinds of things. Has it been challenging at all to integrate Amari consistently into the offense or into the game plan?
No, I think, Amari's doing a great job at, you know, being in the room and embodying, you know, that selfless mindset. And, you know, I say it every time, just, you know, watch out on the field where the DBs are when Amari's in the game. And, you know, obviously I'd love to be able to, you know, we didn't pass the ball a lot yesterday. And, you know, I think sometimes that's a product of it. And, you know, I think, you know, Coop's doing a great job for us. You know, he's part of our group that makes our group kind of who they are, and he's leading it. And he doesn't care about the stats right now. And he knows that him being on the field helps our offense. You know, I'd love to be able to get more opportunities, just like all the guys, and be able to get us going, you know, and just hasn't been how the game's kind of played out the last 2 weeks.
On that third down screen, thank you, to Dawson Knox. When you have a play like that and it doesn't have success, how do you balance that with maybe going back to that in the future? And why didn't that play kind of have a little bit more success?
Yeah, I mean, I don't, you know, like, I'm going to trust Josh. Josh, you know, we call a play that has, you know, might have an alert on, and we have plenty of blitz zero answers. And, you know, I'm always going to trust him. And we have, regardless of who's in the game, you know, I think some of it sometimes is the, it's not necessarily, you know, is looking at the why that it didn't work. And, you know, and we got to clean up some of our technique on the play. And, you know, but, you know, you can't second guess every call, and I hate the result of it. You know, when you got a blitz zero, you know, opportunity, obviously can got us in a better play. But regardless of throwing it to Dawson or whoever it is, you know, I'm going to trust all our guys on the field, and clearly Josh did as well, to be able to get us to an opportunity to be able to get to a potential, either get the first down or get to a fourth and manageable to be able to go for it, like we kind of were yesterday. And so obviously it didn't work out. You know, and so usually when they don't, you want the call back. But I think for us, a lot of it is just cleaning up the execution with it, and, you know, just making sure we got the right alerts and, you know, and checks on some of those plays.
I mean, not to go too deep dive here, but how much are you and Josh talking week to week about his process in those moments when maybe he has to check something, and like what putting things in his memory bank for improvements on the next time he sees something similar?
Well, some of it is play specific. Like there's plays that we have alerts where, you know, it's already, hey, Josh, this is kind of what we're doing. And, if it, you know, and then there's somewhere Josh, you know, he's an elite quarterback and kind of can see it and get to a play, you know, and get to his best play. And usually that works as well. So, you know, I'm always going to trust him, and he's doing such a great job this year, just playing within the system and, you know, not caring about who's getting the ball or how it's playing out. And, you know, when a play like that doesn't work, you know, to me, obviously I have to look at myself and figure out the why, and then we got to make sure that the technique and the detail to it, you know, is cleaned up, and making sure if we get in that situation again, you know, what we would do differently.
I see you got a new hat. Everybody eats. Where can I get
one? It's a great question. Player on our team made them. So, that'll be, it's a great question. It's above my pay grade.
I just got your own little individual merch department going on with the guys there.
If the guys give me a hat, I'm going to rock it. That's for sure. I'm all about my guys.
Absolutely. I definitely need one. But, Coach, you know, you dive into a double-dip situation, almost expanding that lead there, anywhere between 14 points to 18 points to make it a two-possession game. What went into, you know, not really developing rhythm to come out in the second half there? What went into that?
Yeah, you know, that's the third quarter. I had a great opportunity. You know, I mean, that drive at the end of the half was critical, and be able to get points, man. And the confidence was high, you know, and, you know, making some of the adjustments. You know, obviously, you know, you start behind the chains on the first play. And, you know, I know the second down play is a play Josh will definitely, you know, naturally want back, you know, the throw and catch to him and Dalton, and, you know, Dalton making that play and hopefully be able to extend the drive. But, you know, you can't go three and out in those situations. So I got to do a better job of putting us in a position. And then we get the ball back on the second, you know, the second drive, and, you know, we get a first down, and we had some opportunities in space, and, you know, going back to the, you know, the last question, the third down to the screen. So, you know, that's a big thing. We allowed them to come get back into the game, and, you know, our defense was playing such good football, and, you know, we had an opportunity right there to make them one dimensional by putting points on the board at the third quarter. Now I'm proud of the way our guys didn't blink and having opportunities. I know we would like touchdowns in some of those drives, but being able to take time off the clock and get points in the fourth quarter was critical. And then finishing on our terms, but man, it didn't have to get to that. And so, I'm proud of our guys, but, you know, as always, there's stuff for us to clean up.
Right. And it's crazy because during the course of the regular season, you don't see so many momentum shifts as you would see in playoff atmosphere. And, you know, with that being said, Coach, like, how much does that give you the note to play with a little bit more caution you know, in the playoff set, especially when maintaining the lead? How does it give you that caution when calling plays?
No, I don't. To me, when you come in at halftime, it's a 0-0 ball game, and you know, you're not thinking any differently. And you know, we know at this point in this point, every offense can put up points. You know, as evident last week, you know, with us and, you know, against Denver, that, you know, you're going to have to bring it for four quarters. And so if you ever take your foot off the brake, you know, there's an opportunity for the team to get back in it. And I don't think we didn't do that. You know, wasn't it, you know, we didn't convert first downs, and it's hard to be able to, you know, become efficient and stay in a rhythm, you know, when you're not converting first downs. And, you know, so, you know, that's a big thing coming out of halftime, which we've done a good job this year. So I'm not going to overreact, not going to look in the small mirror, but, you know, to get to where ultimately I want to get to, you know, we have to be able to play four quarters this week, you know, on the road. And so it's a great opportunity for us.
Speaking of those four quarters, man, you got four quarters to live. It's an A-plus game situation, Coach. Are you prepared to open up this book if need be?
yeah, it's this is why we play the game. It's why we coach. And, you know, it's a great opportunity. It's going to be an incredible environment. You know, going on the road, it's not going to be easy, but, you know, nothing's been easy this year. And so I know our guys will be excited for it. And, you know, there's only four teams playing right now. And, you know, I'm grateful for it, but I'm more grateful who I get to do it with. And so it's going to be a great week for us.
In the past, before you started calling plays, there was kind of the idea that you guys had a lot of different things you could do in the run. But it seems like this year you've kind of found a sweet spot of what you really like to do. How much have you kind of gone through that over the last year and just, this is what we do well, and this is kind of where we want to live in the running game?
Yeah, I think, you know, you're trying to do that both run game and pass game to find out what, you know, not necessarily what I either believe in or coaches believe in, but what our guys can execute and, you know, with different skill sets. And your offense is going to have to continue to evolve as the season goes, both run game and pass game, you know, and season to season. And then once you develop that run game, making sure that you have the, you know, the auxiliary runs or the, you know, the other runs that, you know, might look like something that you're really good at. So, you know, teams can't just, you know, you can't become predictable. And so that's something that we have to continue to grow with and, you know, expand on, you know, to be able to continue to run the football, is make it as two dimensional as possible.
How much has that kind of evolved over the course of the season, where now we're kind of at a point where, you know, there's clearly certain things that you like to do and you can do them out of a bunch of different formations?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're kind of at the point of the year where, you know, all the teams kind of know each other, and, you know, it's and so you're having to making sure that you're not doing too much to put too much on your guys' plate, and you want to make sure you can allow them to play, but you also got to make sure that you're giving them a chance too. And so there's that fine line of making sure you try to make it look a little different, you know, to the defense, but it's the same for us. And, you know, that's, you know, I'm fortunate that we have an incredible coaching staff, both in the run game and the pass game, to, you know, to help me kind of put together a, you know, a game plan where, you know, we can kind of do the same things, but they can kind of look a little differently.
Kansas City's kind of been the one team you've not always had a tremendous amount of success running the ball against. What makes them, that scheme and that front, a little more challenging to kind of get some sustained success in the running game?
Yeah, I mean, they have the best player in football, right? Best defensive player in football, Chris Jones. I mean, he is as dynamic as they come. And, you know, they have 11 guys that play together as a defense and all understand their scheme. And they're extremely well coached. You know, when you got really good players and really good scheme and coaching, you know, it makes it really hard. And so it's going to be a great opportunity, a great challenge for us this week.
I don't know if you'll want to answer this, but who made the hats? Who did you get the hat from?
Yeah, that's above me.
Okay. Thought I would try. And then I was curious with James, we've obviously talked so much about his production this year and everything, the jump he's kind of taken this season. Is there anything you've seen from him, like behind the scenes in the meeting rooms, that's really stood out to you that you feel like has helped take that next step? Like, what are we not seeing that you feel like has helped him do what he's doing this year?
Are you talking about with Jimbo?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's been so, I mean, seeing his growth as a football player this year it's been incredible. He's in his just comfort level in communicating, shooting me texts, you know, his confidence, the way that he's playing, the style that he's playing, understanding the why behind what we're doing, asking the questions, you know, talking with his offensive line. I mean, the running back position is not easy. I know sometimes people think it's like, hey, you know, you just go get the football and just, you know, find the open hole. But, you know, while you're back there, you're having to see, you know, what fronts they're in. How's the defensive playing it? Oh, is this going to be a blitz? How's this ball going to hit? And, you know, and he's just continuing to grow. And that takes time and it's hard. But he's playing with confidence. And he's a huge reason why we're playing this week.
Don't necessarily consider him like the chattiest guy in the locker room. Like, so when you say like he's communicating more, is that like something you felt like he just had to learn, like as a, like, or how have you kind of maybe seen that part grow?
Well, I think sometimes there's a comfort level, right? And, sometimes there's topics that people feel comfortable talking about. And, you know, we have a lot of guys on our team that might not talk a lot, but when they talk about football, they talk a lot. And, at least, or when they do communicate, like when Jimbo's communicating, you know, there's purpose and there's reason. And if he's asking a question, you know, it's obviously important to him. And but it's been a lot of fun to see his growth. And, you know, there's a reason he's, you know, one of the best running backs in football.
I know you just touched on the Kansas City defense a couple questions ago, but where do you see they've changed the most since y'all played them back in November?
You know, I'd be lying. I think it's kind of early to tell, right? You know, we're in the early stages of the week kind of going with it. But one thing I know is they're very consistent. They haven't had any drop off, right? And just looking statistically at kind of how they're playing. You know, you don't only lose one game all year by kind of riding the wave. And like I said, they're extremely well coached. That's evident on paper. But really kind of early in the week for me to be able to give you a definite answer.
To flip the question though, how do you feel that you have changed the most throughout the season or grown the most?
Great question. I think I kind of grow with our offense, you know, and just understanding that, you know, everybody always talks about identity and philosophy and all that. And I think there's just so much power into continuing to find, you know, whatever that style is that it's going to take to win the football game. You know, I try to do, I'm not perfect. I know I struggle. I make mistakes. But I really try to be intentional about each week, trying to figure that out and trying to figure out, you know, as the game's going, kind of what the guys need and, you know, what Josh needs and how the game has to play. And it might not always be pretty, you know, all I care about is just trying to find one more point than them. And so a lot of my growth is just, you know, just the communication and the understanding of our guys and kind of the direction that they want to go and we need to go. And, you know, I'm grateful to be with them.
When you talk about making mistakes and then trying to move past those, I know when we talked to you back in like training camp, you were kind of like, this is the time for guys to make mistakes because they learn so much about them. What about now? How do you treat guys if they're, you know, if someone slips up during practice now, how do you approach it versus like in August?
Yeah, I think you try to be consistent, right? There's different levels of mistakes, right? Are we making the same mistakes twice? Are we going out in practice and we're experimenting with something and hey, it's a different look and we mess it up, like that's okay. I still don't want guys to be scared to make mistakes. Like I tell them all the time, like I'm not gonna be perfect in the game. I can't be. I'm gonna make a mistake. Like go out there and play free, knowing that you make a mistake. Hey, but what's that memory? Are you able to move on to the Josh Allen doesn't play a perfect game every game. But he does an incredible job of, hey, he might not have had a perfect play, but hey, he can reset and be able to lead the guys the next day, the next play. And so, yeah, our guys, we're not going to be perfect this week. I can't expect them to be perfect. But how can we approach it and what's our mindset to be able to flip the switch and, okay, now I'm going to be present for this next play. And so nothing's changed, you know, since training camp. You know, the only thing that can be different is if it's something that's consistently happening. But, you know, hopefully we're not putting those players in those positions if it's consistently happening.